Day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows, you might just find your next favorite song.
My name's Carla Harris, and I'm an access analyst in Regina, Saskatchewan. I got into this field after working in event planning when my disability showed me that any building with an accessible design could still host events I couldn't take part in. Community radio stations across Canada build a broad roster of radio shows with different perspectives, and if you haven't heard a story like yours on community radio, contact us to get involved. Join the conversation online with the hashtag Accessible Community Radio or Accessible Radio.
Habitat for Humanity is an organization that recruits volunteers to help families in need build affordable housing and provides an amazing opportunity for students to give back. This year, we are working on several virtual fundraisers to continue making an impact safely and remotely. You can get involved with our club by finding us on Facebook at QUHFH in the Queens community, or email us directly at habitatforhumanity@clubs.queensu.ca. We can't wait to meet you guys.
So I go, hi, I'm Christian.
And I'm Mark.
And we're from
The Witches. And are you ready to rock?
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Canada. Rock and roll.
Yeah. Hello, 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 folks, and welcome to your Indie Wake-Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Dean.
I'm Megan. Your voice is sounding nice and raspy now. Yeah. Very radio-y.
We're trying to be radio-y today, folks.
We're trying to
sound like we're a professional radio DJ host.
That's right.
We just heard Godspeed You, Black Emperor, with their new song, Sun is a Hole, Sun is Vapors. That is off of their album, no title, as of 13 February 2024, 28,340 dead, of course referring to Palestine. The full record is out now. I highly, highly recommend checking it out. Just put it on, put your headphones on, walk around, and, you know, enjoy the ambient menace of Godspeed. Mm. And up next, folks... Praise be, you know, we live in dark times. We, you know, it's raining as we record this. It's just sort of dreary. We're spent. But there is sun breaking beyond yonder clouds. The weather station reports this.
Mm.
It's the new weather station, folks. We're so excited. This is a band. I don't know if I've really, like, played you a lot of Weather Station, honestly.
No.
But I love this band. The woman, I don't know her name, but, like, the lead singer is great. And all of their songs are, like, very environmental. And just, like, everything she says, I'm like, yeah, that's completely right. Like, you're preach, queen, go off, etc.
I will say, you know, not a band name I appreciate. The kind where you have to type band at the end.
yeah.
Don't love that.
Yeah, I'll grant you the Weather Station might not be the most...
Also fronted by Tamara Lindman.
Thank you. But yeah, this song, new track... It's called Neon Signs. It's about advertisements, folks, and how we don't like them. And I know that sounds like, oh, such a basic, you know, crass opinion. But she sings it so beautifully, and she's such a great songwriter that you totally buy into it. I've been digging on this track real hard. Here is Neon Signs by The Weather Station.
I've gotten used to feeling like I'm crazy or just lazy. Why can't I get off this floor, think straight anymore? Out on the street, I'm walking in punishing heat. Nobody meets my eyes except what he says. Luxury descends. Every neon sign, every flashing light tries to fool you, get you on this side.
Thank you.
I know that it's wrong.
Folks, hello, welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Caribou Got to Change.
Another band name where you have to Google band at the end of the name.
Funny,
but
funny.
I can't even say anything bad about Caribou. Their music is fantastic.
Caribou has a song called Got to Change, but when I get my change from the dollar store, there's caribous in it.
Wow.
On the quarters.
All right. It really makes you think.
That does make you think.
Before that, we heard Pictures of You by Drug Dealer. Terrible. Again, guys, like, please.
Drug Dealer's a great name
for a band.
We
heard Caribou, Drug Dealer, and The Weather Station. These are just nouns. anyway, by Drug Dealer and Kate Bollinger. And then at the top, Neon Signs by The Weather Station.
That is exactly right. Folks, we must lament with The Guardian, our favorite newspaper, a farewell, a sort of elegy to the car CD player. Folks, according to Laura Snapes, apparently this woman's name is Snapes, which is hilarious.
It's not her fault that Harry Potter exists.
Somebody's fault.
She was named Snapes before the book.
And now here she is in The Guardian.
And she had the audacity to not legally change her last name.
I would
how
be doing
dare
that.
She?
Yeah, folks. There's this article in The Guardian about how they're not putting the CD machines, the CD players, in cars anymore.
It's actually legit a tragedy.
Kinda.
I agree that we should be lamenting this. I heart CDs. CDs were such a big part
physical
of music
media,
for me
folks.
Growing up. My CD collection was like my personality trait. Like my whole thing was just the
of
CDs
course.
I owned. I love my CDs. I'm being such a fake fan because they are all at my parents' house. I don't even have them at my apartment with me because I do not
have
a CD player. And also they do take up a lot of space, but not as much as records. And they sound great and they're so portable and... I don't know. I just feel like what a good way to store media. I like them.
Yeah.
That's my take. They hold a lot of stuff. They're like a well-designed physical media, you know?
And like physical media, so important.
I know.
Like no one can take it away from you. No one can like edit it or like alter it, be it the artists themselves or some sort of corporate malfeasance. I of course always look back to James Cameron, The Guiding Light. And the Avatar scene, you know, this famous scene, where they have like their ponytail tentacles that they use to connect to like the animals and stuff to ride them.
Yeah.
And then they have like their sort of intimate romance scene where they connect their tentacles together.
Yeah.
Everyone makes fun of this scene.
Yeah.
Cause it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But they've removed it. If you watched, this movie, like Avatar on like Amazon, they cut the scene out.
That's not right.
This is the canary in the coal mine, folks.
I know we talked about this a lot at library school. This is like actually a huge issue.
Yeah.
Like we can't lose everything.
Yeah. And like it starts with they take the pony tail scene out, and like by the end, like in like 50 years, Bezos is going to be like, well, what if like the guys who need the unobtainium are like the good guys? what if the business guy who's always putting is like actually the hero of the story?
Yeah. No, I love physical media. I love not being able to... And you know, there's a line between... This is a whole other conversation, but between, like, the right to your data and your, like, privacy and, like, owning the things that, like, you've posted online in the past. And I understand, like, you know, you don't want everything up forever. But also, like, you know, storing media, like, storing things politicians have said in the past, like, all that kind of thing. Like, I definitely... I love Internet Archive. But CDs, I just, like, they were so good for burning mixtapes, too. It was so easy. It took 5 seconds. Like I know that, you know, those of you that grew up with, like, tapes, that was also, like, a very nice gesture because you had to, like, physically start and stop the end of each song at the radio. But CDs were also really cute, and they're just going away, and now you have to play everything off your phone, and that means you have to pay Spotify every month forever.
Yeah,
you never own any music,
you're just
which
leasing.
Is so unfortunate.
You're just renting everything.
Yeah, and when Spotify goes under, we'll just have no music, like, so sad. So, anyway, I say buy CDs, I say at car manufacturers, stop taking it out.
Yeah.
Put it back in. Let's go.
Yeah, or, better yet, folks, just have your boombox carry it with you always. Get stronger. And then just put it right beside you in the car. Put your CDs into that thing. You know?
So true.
But yeah, anyway, folks, we've got some Indigo D'Souza coming at you. How I Get Myself Killed. Luckily, she did not get herself killed in the hurricane that hit North Carolina a couple weeks ago. But she did have her house destroyed. God love her.
That sucks.
You know, like, big prayers up to, of course, all North Carolingians. You know, Wednesday, MJ Lenderman, the Mountain Goats, but they were not in the field of fire for this hurricane.
Mm.
All of our bands, and also, I guess, the people who live in North Carolina, too.
Yeah, like,
God love you.
Everybody. It's quite sad.
Yeah, well, I don't know what is there to say, but... I wish our government spent more helping those people than other things. But anyway, folks, let's do some Indigo. How I Get Myself Killed.
Blowing out the speaker. top.
I wanna be a girl because they're cooler. I wanna be a boy because that's what I am. We both know I don't wanna kill you. I just wanna hurt you with my words and my hands. And the party's dying down. The strangers in my house say they love me, and I love them, and I can't speak. And the people at the bar will teach me to play guitar. They write the words to the songs that put me to sleep. And I know how this one ends already, but I love to pretend. I hope you that end hit a home run. Just know that I won't be at the end. And I will pray on your downfall, because I'll never pray again. I bet on the end that you'll swing.
Folks, welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Backseat Dragon with their track Sports Betting. I really fell in love with that track this week. They're from Ottawa. Check them out, folks. I like this band. Before that, we heard Phineas with a brand spanker called Lotus Eater. And right at the top, Indigo D'Souza, How I Get Myself Killed. Folks,
Chip Wilson.
Chip Wilson. So BC is doing elections right now, I believe.
Shows how involved I am. I didn't even know that. Whoopsie daisy.
Yeah, I think like they're doing some election process. You know, God love them, whatever they're doing over there. It seems like each provincial election, you're like, oh, like Alberta's the stupidest province in the country. Oh no, it's Saskatchewan. No, it's actually BC. Maybe like it's
just pretty... anytime you have to hear about a province, yeah, it's never
like,
good.
Yeah, no, know? Yeah. We're like, I saw someone was referencing a picture of Boris Johnson like coming into office, and they were like, Canada's at this point right now, just so you know. But anyway, folks, Lululemon founder Chip Wilson put up a big sign because he's very scared about this election. The sign says, Ebby will tell you the conservatives are far white, are far right. Sorry, that was a little Freudian slip yeah. for me. But neglects to say that the NDP is communist.
I also
in scary
like
red letters.
He put communist in quotations, which like, if he really believes that they're communists, like why?
Yeah, he doesn't
is
understand how scarecrows works.
Yeah.
Oh, he thinks it means that makes it scary.
This is like. side note, when we went to that like antique market, I think we talked about it on the show last week, there were some booths where they put every single thing in quotations.
Yeah, I like that.
Do you know what quotations do? Like, they would just be like, sale today, like quotation marks, and I'm like, you can just write sale today, like you don't need anyone.
No, because I said it, they're quoting me.
My goodness.
But this he put up this huge sign in front of his house to let his other wealthy neighbors know this man is the 8th richest man in Canada.
Yeah, he's like,
he's a billionaire,
500 and something most richest person on the planet.
Yeah. His the mansion is that he has is $80 million that he put this sign in front of, complaining about communism.
Yeah, no, communism is real in Canada. Yeah, it's, and coming, it's coming to get
for
him.
You. It's coming it's for gonna, you and your children.
It's gonna get his mansion.
Do you want to know? I was looking through like the like what the NDP is like running on, campaigning on this time around. So the most socially progressive thing that I found was that they are offering free bus rides for seniors in off-peak hours.
Oh my god. That's like communism. Come on.
Do you know what else they're doing?
That's like the most liberal policy I've ever heard in my life.
Completely. Like, it's policies that, like, are so asinine and so, like, you have to bend yourself in all these hoops to qualify for anything that it, like, all it does is annoy people. Yeah. Like, you're not even helping anyone. You're just giving them more, like, mental gymnastics to do.
This reminds me also, side note, about Toronto's bus fare policies, which is that kids under 12 ride free. Great policy. However, it should just be everyone rides free, obviously.
At the very least, everyone under 18.
I have seen so many bus drivers have had, like, mental breakdowns over, like, to trying to determine whether a child is under 12 or not. And I'm like, guess what, guys? We wouldn't have this problem if it was just free.
But also, as a bus driver, like, why would you even bother? Like,
they get mad. I don't know. They're like, this bus is my temple. If you're 13 years old, if you turned 13 yesterday, like, give me $3.
Yeah.
Which, like, bus drivers, come on. Some bus drivers are so chill and nice, and some of them are really like, you will not mess with me and my fare collection.
Yeah, well, they live in a very psychically challenging position, for sure. You have to be like have Buddha-like patience, or you're a screaming lunatic.
Yeah, but like literally some of the ones, especially the neighborhood I work in is very teenager dense, so this, I just see it a lot, but they like turn the thing to tap your Presto card, like, right around. So you have to, like, go in front of the bus driver to tap it. And he, like, checks and he's like, okay. Even though I'm like, sorry, it makes a super loud noise when you check it. I mean, okay. But, yeah.
But anyway, BC politics. Yeah. Communism is coming back.
Looking one more. To
it. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Well, let's complain about your bus route a little longer. Yeah. Sorry.
Where's the 13-year-old suddenly getting money that a 12-year-old doesn't have? Like, why is this the policy? Why does a 13-year-old suddenly have $2? You can't even work if you're 13. Like, why is it 12? Okay, whatever. Whatever.
Yeah. No, I agree.
But yeah, Chip, please chillax. Like, you have so much money. Like, I just, calling the NDP communist is so tired. It makes me look such a dum-dum.
Yeah, calling them, like, even left-leaning at this point is questionable.
Like, yeah, you just, you know, what I don't understand is that people are evidently, like, so smart in one way that they can, like, make all this money and know exactly, like, how markets work and
I think you don't have to be smart
but
to do that.
But, you know, it takes, like, knowledge of something, which is exactly what people want to buy
Necronomicon, maybe.
But then they put up giant billboards in front of their property that make them look like such a goober, like, boo so chip.
That's that on that, folks. But what else? Another thing that you might be interested in researching, folks, Broken Social Scene. There's a new trailer for a documentary that they're putting together. It's All Gonna Break is the name of the documentary. So we're going to play one of the greatest songs ever written, Anthems for a 17-Year-Old Girl. Here we go.
Used to be one of the rotten ones, and you liked it for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and you liked it for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked it for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on, and you're not coming back. It's come back.
Forgive me if I stay a little too long. It's not that I'm weary, and it's protection. What do I feel? I will not say. Can't make my mouth take their form. Those realities can't be born. Better when
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. What did we just hear?
We just heard Even, in brackets, with Cat Burns by Rachel Chinuriri and Cat Burns. Oh, with Cat Burns is literally like a featuring Cat Burns. Okay, well, you don't put that in brackets.
Yeah, no, just I agree. Yeah, that is strange.
Before that, Protection by La Force, and at the top, Anthems for a 17-Year-Old Girl by Broken Social Scene. Wow, I was so thrown off by the brackets, I was like, songs,
brackets,
sorry.
Yeah, brackets obviously is for when you title your song one thing, but no one knows what that title is, so you have to put the, like, actual lyric people know in the bracket.
Of course.
This is the form, folks. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But speaking of the form, Pitchfork. This magazine is owned by Condé Nast.
I thought Pitchfork was like going under or something. Was that someone else?
Pitchfork, it was bought by Condé Nast and then they fired everyone cool, functionally, what happened.
But I thought, wasn't there some magazine that went like fully under and then you were mad because Dan Mangan tweeted like, bye.
Yeah, no, that was during like all of these writers getting fired. Dan Mangan was like, bye bye, sweetie, very nasty. Yeah, so like basically after that sort of reshuffling that Pitchfork did, like their much smaller staff, they've been much, much, much more poptimist than they used to be. Like the site just is functionally like a different site.
They love lists. It is BuzzFeed for music. Yes, however, I love a list. I can't even complain.
And like, you know, like they did lists before, but like now it's just like it's impossible to understand like what Pitchfork's target audience is. Because like,
I guess they're trying to broaden into like to be more mainstream.
They're
like,
trying to be
more like genius or something.
They want to be mainstream, but they also want like indie street cred, and like they want to like bring voice to like, or like at least nominally do what they used to do, which is like point out really cool music that no one would find.
Yeah.
So they're trying to do both, and it's just so awkward.
I feel like everyone is like mainstreamifying, because wasn't Genius like just for rap when it started, and now it's like this whole music publication that does interviews and YouTube shorts and all that stuff. Like, yeah.
No, anyway. It's just corporatized. But yeah, anyway, so they put out two lists this week, the top 100 albums and top 100 songs of the decade so far. Mm. Pretty indulgent, seeing as they always put out decades lists before, and they put out lists for every year also. So, like, what are we doing?
No, but a decade so far is great because you can just release it 50 times.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
You can be like, so far.
And barely change
so
it.
Far now.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll just look at the top 10 here. For songs, Xavier So Based, Crisp Dubs. Folks, I don't listen to rap music. I'm not familiar.
I have no idea.
I'm sure it's okay. Number 9, Fiona Apple, I Want You to Love Me. Not even the best song on that record, in my opinion. 8, Murder Most Foul, Bob Dylan. You know, gotta put Bobby somewhere.
Bob Dylan had a song?
He had a song, came out in 2020. It was a 17-minute song about the killing of Mr. Kennedy.
Okay. Did you like it? Was it good?
I've not.
Does it deserve
it.
Number 8? Oh, okay.
I'm waiting. Once I'm 30, I'm going to become a Bob Dylan guy.
Okay.
I need a few more years of like being fun and fresh and flirty, and then I can like really calcify and become impossible to talk to.
And then when you're 40, you're going to finally like the Beatles with me, and that's going to be
Once I'm 40, I'll be over myself, and then I can like
Thank
the Beatles.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. And Wings. Ugh, let's
go. Well, let's not go too far.
Wings.
Simply Having. Alex G., Runner, number 7.
Okay, I like that
it's
song.
It's not the 7th best song of the decade. Yeah. It's a great song, but like, what are we doing here?
It's good.
And they, like the review, they talk about ethnographic studies about humans running great. Like, what kind of review is this? Anoni, It Must Change, I Do. This was very close to the top of my list of the best songs of last year.
I like this song.
Gorgeous song.
I don't know, if it's number 6 for me, but I do like it. I'd put it in the top 50.
Low, Days Like These, comes in at number 5 here.
Okay, I think I can picture in my head what song this is, but I could be thinking of a completely different song that has the lyric "Days Like These" in it.
I've just never liked Low, really.
Can you hum this song?
This one, no, I can't okay, off the top of my head.
I'm really not helpful with this commentary because I guess I just don't listen to music and I'm a loser. Like, Carolyn, I don't know anything.
Number four, Carolyn Polachek, "Bunny is a Rider."
Okay, I like this song.
It's a good song. She has much better songs. Yeah. Like that "Desire I Want to Turn Into You" record is so much better than this record.
I like this song, but literally all the ones I've recognized so far, I'm like, I like it. I don't love it. Like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Folks, I'll have you know, the Mountain Goats does not appear anywhere on these lists, so we can just throw them out the window. But number three, Kendrick Lamar, "Not Like Us."
Okay, it's a banger.
Yeah, but again, like, this is a song that came out like a few months ago, putting it like number three of the decade so far. Like, it's too early, this whole list is so stupid. Why did you even make it? I'm so mad. Number two, RKX Nephew, one of the greatest names of all time, "American Terrorist." I agree. I'm sure this song should be the number two song of the decade.